You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
My word is a lamp.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God that was slain. We are here again, praise God, to continue in the epistle of Paul to the Romans. And I just give God thanks for this opportunity to continue to declare the word of God, because we know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We know that the word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. So wherever we are now, the word is a light to us. And whichever path we will be traveling on, the word will always be that light to us. So we just thank God for his word, which prevents us from stumbling. The word of God illuminates our pathway. And when we are walking in obedience to God's word, people of God, then we find that we will be on the right track. We will stay on the straight and narrow way. The straight and narrow road that leads to life eternal. So we want to continue to really digest God's word. We don't want to just be hearers of the word, but we want to live the word. So as the word comes each time, ask the Lord to really bring forth understanding of the word so we can apply the word to our daily lives. So we're going to pray and continue in Romans 10. And we're going to start from verse 15, where we left off. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for this evening. Thank you for your word. Thank you, O God, that your word is already anointed. Thank you, O God, Almighty Lord Jesus, for your people that have taken the time out to listen. Thank you, O God, for what you're doing for us in this season. We thank you, O God, Almighty Lord Jesus, that you're working on our hearts. You are transforming us by the renewing of our minds. And we thank you this evening that your word is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces asunder to the dividing of soul and spirit, and joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. So I pray today, as your word comes forth, it will pierce our hearts, bringing forth that change that we need. Father, we look to you and we give you thanks. We give you praise. Holy Spirit, take charge. O God, you, O God, are the Spirit of truth, O God. And your word reminds us that you will guide us into all truth. So we thank you this evening that you are with us. Thank you that your presence makes a difference, Jesus. So we bless you, we praise and honor and give you glory. In Jesus' precious name, as we look to you by faith and give you thanks, we pray in Jesus' name and say amen. Amen. Praise God. We continue in the book, or the epistle of Romans. And Paul was speaking here to the Romans, but he was speaking to a Jewish audience, as we continue from chapters 9. And it will go through chapter 11, where Paul really in these chapters addressed the Jewish people more than ever. But it also applies, the word also applies to us in this time. And we see in verse 15, the word of God says, Paul was continuing to preach and to teach about the word, how the word really brings us to that saving faith in Jesus Christ. So he was saying, how shall they preach? How shall they preach except they be sent? For it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. So Paul was saying, how shall they preach except they be sent? And people of God, each and every one of us are called to be ambassadors for Jesus Christ. We are called to be witnesses. And our lifestyle should really reflect Christ. And we should have the word of God in our hearts and in our mouth, that we should speak the word wherever we go. We are called to be ministers of reconciliation. That word there means the reconciliation. We are to bring the good news that bring back humanity in fellowship with God the Father. So Jesus Christ came, and through his death on the cross, he now has paid the price for us. He has paid the debt that humanity had owed. And now we now can have fellowship with God the Father because of what his Son has done on the cross for us. So we now have to put our trust in the Son, put our trust in Jesus Christ, so we can now be reconciled to God. So all of us who have put our trust in Jesus Christ, we have become ministers of reconciliation. That means we can now go with the good news. We don't have to be an ordained preacher, an ordained pastor, an ordained minister to go with the good news of Jesus Christ. So every one of us who are saved, truly saved, have received Jesus Christ in our heart. We have a testimony. We have the good news to tell of what Jesus has done for us. We have the gospel of peace, the gospel of reconciliation. That peace there means the gospel of reconciliation, that humanity is now reconciled to God the Father. We have the good news, the glad tidings of good things. Jesus Christ came and he died on the cross for us. He rose again. And because of that, anyone who put their trust in him have eternal life. People of God, that's good news. Good news. So we need to go with that good news wherever we go, wherever our world is. We need to go with that good news. It could be in our homes. Maybe there are family members that are not saved. It could be in the school that you're going to, in the college, in the workplace, in the marketplace, wherever we go. We must have the good news of Jesus Christ. There are many out there who are crying out and they want to know, what's the answer? Jesus is the answer. He is the answer to everything. Put your trust in him. Because by grace, through faith, you can be saved. But you have to do something. Accept the gift of salvation. So Paul said, how beautiful are the feet of those. When we go somewhere, we should go with the good news of Jesus Christ. Go with the intention to share the good news. Somebody needs to know. We need to ask someone, are you saved? Many of us have stopped asking that question. But the Lord is saying to us today, we need to ask someone, are you saved? Are you saved? Do you know Jesus? Do you know where you're going when you die? Do you know where you're going to spend your long eternity? We should ask this question. And we now have that opportunity to tell them of the importance of putting their trust in Jesus Christ for their salvation. So people of God, we have work to do. We must go forth as ministers of reconciliation. And don't think that it's only the ordained ministers that's supposed to go with the good news. But the word tells us in 2 Corinthians 5, that we have now become ministers of reconciliation. Look at verse 16 of Romans 10. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who has believed our report? And Paul was quoting from Isaiah 53:1, where Isaiah said, who have believed our report? Or to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Speaking of Jesus Christ. So Paul was saying they have not all obeyed the gospel. So Paul was saying the Jewish people whom Isaiah spoke about, for Isaiah was writing to the Jewish people there, they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, who have believed our report? So the word might be going forth, but people need to put their trust in the gospel, in the good news of Jesus Christ, that Jesus is the only way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Jesus is the only way to be reconciled, to be back in fellowship with God the Father. So we have to come to understand that not all are going to believe. But we have to continue to proclaim the good news. Some will believe. So Isaiah cried out, "Who have believed our report, or to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?" People of God, the Holy Spirit is wooing, he's calling, he's beckoning his people to come, come to Jesus. Who have believed our report? Who have believed the good news? We have to speak the good news for somebody to hear it. For faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. How then shall they call on him in whom they do not believe? And how can they believe on him in whom they have not heard? That's verse 14 of the same Romans 10. So if nobody is telling, if we are not telling anyone about Jesus, how are they going to believe? So we have to come to that place of understanding our calling, people of God. All of us are called and sent. All of us. For the word tells us that we have now become ministers of reconciliation. We are to go with the good news of Jesus Christ, proclaiming to the world that Jesus Christ came. He died for us. And now we can have eternal life through him. Look at verse 17 of Romans 10. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How else does faith come? Faith comes only by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So faith comes when we hear the word of God and purpose in our hearts to obey the word of God. So we have to come to understand that the word has to go forth for faith to come to the heart of God's people. So we have a work to do, each and every one of us, wherever we go, to tell someone about Jesus. Many of us have fallen short in this area, people of God. We have not been doing what we are called to do. And that's why we have so many people that they are just unhappy Christians, because they are not doing what they're supposed to do. Well, God is calling us, people of God, to go forth with the good tidings of great joy. Jesus Christ came. He died on the cross for us. He rose again. And he lived forevermore. And people of God, he's calling us to put our trust in him. But faith comes by hearing the good news and hearing by the word of God. So the good news is the word of God. The word that comes to tell us that Jesus Christ saves. He is the only one that can save us. There is no other name under heaven whereby men can be saved but by the name of Jesus. Look at verse 18 of Romans 10. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the end of the world. So Paul was saying, have they not heard? Yes, truly they hear. But you might hear, but you chose not to believe. But we want to, people of God, to go forth with the good news. And we know that some will not believe, but some will believe. Because Isaiah himself cried out, who has believed our report? So we have to understand that some will believe and some will not believe. So we still have to do our part by going forth with the word of God into all the earth. We have to go. Jesus said, be my witnesses. You're going to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judah, in Samaria, and in the uttermost part of the world. So we have to go with the good news, wherever we go, that's our world. Wherever the Lord places us, that's our world. So we are to go with the good news and declare it and tell of the goodness of Jesus, what he's done for us and what he is doing for us. Look at verse 19 of Romans 10. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses said, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people. and by a foolish nation, I will anger you. So Paul was reminding them that Moses spoke that he will provoke, the Lord will provoke the Jewish people to jealousy by another set of people who are going to come and put their trust in the Messiah. So Moses spoke of that. We're going to look at Deuteronomy 32. Deuteronomy 32, 20 to 21. Deuteronomy 32, 20 to 21. The word of God tells us. The word of God says, and he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are a very forward generation, children in whom is no faith. They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities. And I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. So the Lord was saying, my chosen people who have no faith, they have not trusted me. They have not placed their faith in me. They don't believe my word. I am going to provoke them to jealousy. To jealousy with a foolish nation. A nation that have been practicing idolatry. And when we look at the Gentile nation, most of them were idolaters. But they are going to come forth. And they are going to put their faith in the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Let us look at Ephesians 2, 11 through 13. Ephesians 2, 11 through 13. The word of God said, wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles, Paul was speaking here to the Ephesians, in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh, made by hands. That at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. Look at verse 13. But now, the Gentile people, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off, you had no relationship with God, you were so far off, are made nigh. You know can draw now. You know can come close by the blood of Christ Jesus. Because the Gentiles have now put their trust in Jesus Christ, they can now draw nigh to Abba Father. So as the word was prophesied so many years before Christ came, that there is going to come a nation, a people that will provoke God's people, the Israelites, to jealousy. Because these people will put their faith in Jesus. And we see that happens, people of God, when the Gentile world turn to Jesus Christ. They place their faith in Jesus Christ through the word that was preached, the good news of Jesus Christ. So without the good news of Jesus, faith cannot arise in the hearts of God's people. So we have to go with the good news of Jesus. We cannot turn to fables, people of God, but we must go with the good news that Jesus Christ saves. He saves to the utmost those who call upon his name. People of God, we have to understand that there is an urgency to bring forth the good news of Jesus, because only the good news of Jesus can bring forth salvation to lost humanity. We need to go with the good news and understand that beautiful are the feet of them that bring the good news, that bring the good tidings of great joy, that bring the good tidings that mankind can now be reconciled to God the Father. Look at verse 20 of Romans 10. But Isaiah is very bold and saith, I was found of them that bought me not, that sought me not. I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. So Isaiah prophesied so long ago, very boldly, and said, I was found of them that sought me not. So the Lord was saying, I was found of those that wasn't seeking after me. God's chosen people were called to be the people who would continuously seek after God and who would be in a relationship with him, in fellowship with him. But there was no another people that was coming after him. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. So when the good news was taken to the Gentile world, they believed. They simply put their trust in what they have heard. And now they have come to know God the Father through Jesus Christ the Son. So Isaiah prophesied so long ago that there would come a people who would not, they were not called to be seeking after God. The Israelites were called as God's chosen people. But they stopped short. They would not believe in the Messiah, Jesus Christ. They failed to accept him as the anointed one. But there comes a people that God said, I was not made. I was made manifest unto them that ask not after me. I was revealed unto the Gentiles that wasn't seeking after me. But when they heard the good news, they purposed in their hearts to believe the good news and turn to the Lord God Almighty through Jesus Christ the Son. So it's just showing us, people of God, that those who call upon him shall be saved. Whether they are Jews or Gentiles, they shall be saved. Well, look at verse 21. That's the last verse of Romans 10. He said, but to Israel, he saith, all day long I have stretched forth my hand unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. The Lord was saying, the Lord was grieved with Israel. But to Israel he saith, all day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. And gainsaying mean people that are in opposition. They are contradicting what the Lord is saying. And they are speaking against, are acting against what the Lord is saying. Those people who oppose the standard of God and want to come up with their own standard of righteousness. God was saying, here to Israel, I have stretched forth my hand unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. These people chose not to believe in the Messiah Jesus. He came unto his own, but his own received him not. But as many as receive him, the word of God said, to them gave he power, to them gave he the right or the authority to become sons of God, people of God. The Lord is saying to us today, those who call upon him shall be saved. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, we must call upon the name of the Lord. Put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we shall be saved. Believe that he is the anointed one. He is the promised Messiah. He came over 2,000 years ago. He died on the cross. He paid that sin debt that no man could pay. No man could live righteously. No man was able to live the law perfectly. But he lived the law perfectly. And we are called to put our trust in the righteous Son. Put our trust in Jesus Christ and we will be saved. Doesn't matter if we're Jews or Gentiles. Anyone who call upon the name of the Lord, anyone who call upon Jesus and say, Jesus, I am a sinner, save me. He will save you when you believe from your heart. We must believe from the heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that he came and died for us. He is that ultimate sacrifice. There is no other sacrifice that can be made We must put our trust in the ultimate sacrifice, the Lamb of God that took away the sins of the world. John the Baptist saw him in John 1:29 and cried out, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world." So we have to come to understand and to place our trust in the blessed Lamb, the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world, the Lamb of God who laid down his life for us. No man took his life from him, but he laid it down and he took it up again, and he lives forevermore. And because he lives, people of God, we live. Those who put their trust in him, because he lives, we live. And what a living hope we have, people of God. Our living hope is Jesus Christ, the Savior. Jesus Christ, the Blessed Son. Jesus Christ, the Great I Am. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah. There is none like him, none before him, none after him. He is the only one we can look to, people of God. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. The word of God said, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the very shame of the cross. People of God, we have a Savior, and we are to go forth with the good news. Tell others that Jesus Christ saves. Let us not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation. How can they believe if they have not heard the good news? So we must go with the good news, telling others that there is no other way to be reconciled with God the Father but by putting our trust in Jesus Christ the Son. We have to come to that place where we now become the ambassadors that we are called to be, going forth with the good news, knowing that we are now become ministers of reconciliation because we have put our trust in Jesus Christ the Son. So we are giving God thanks for his word this evening to us and reminding us that we are to go forth with the good news, and we are to remember that the good news is for everyone. It's for everyone. It's not only for the Jewish people or for Gentiles only, but it's for both Jews and Gentiles. And we have to know that there is only one way to God the Father, and that is through Jesus Christ the Son. We have to understand that he is the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by Jesus Christ. So we have to proclaim the good news and walk with confidence, knowing that faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. God bless you here this evening. Thank you all for listening. And I pray today that those that have not yet given their lives to Jesus will see the need to surrender, to give him all, to put their trust in Jesus Christ. God bless you. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for this evening. We thank you for your word to us. We thank you for reminding us, oh God, that faith comes by hearing, hearing by your word. We pray as your word go forth, that faith will arise in the hearts of your people, bringing forth change. Lord, we thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory as we look to you by faith and give you thanks. And we pray in the name of Jesus. And we say thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And I pray that we'll continue to look to Jesus always, for he is the author and finisher of our faith. Blessings to you all. Amen. Amen.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.